Bill, I'm speaking to you about the Quail Habitat Workshop that is being offered in Caldwell County this coming Saturday, May 17th. Now, my question is, why host a workshop on quail habitat, and what will be discussed as far as actually improving habitat for quail?
Well, bobwhite quail has always been one of the most popular game birds and songbirds. Really, they kind of, both ways. A lot of people just enjoy hearing them call, you know, bobwhite in the springtime and seeing them, but then also they've been one of our primary game birds. Bobwhite quail numbers have really, the overall populations have really suffered in recent decades, and part of the reason is weather trends that have been hard on them during nesting seasons, but part of them as well is habitat loss. Less places for them to make nests and raise broods and hunker down through the weathers as the seasons change. So this workshop is for property managers who would like to have more bobwhite quail on their property. And the number one way to do that is to improve habitat. And, you know, habitat's kind of a general word we use, and it's a catch-all. And for a lot of people who work in the field, it makes a lot of different images go through their mind. But if I could break it down for others, you know, bobwhite quail don't just need, for instance, a thick patch of grass or a bunch of brush or a big tree to get under. They need a lot of variety. They need some kind of short grass or bunched grass areas so they can run around. They're a grassland bird that feed and nest mostly on the ground. Of course, they're explosive flyers. They take off. They have that kind of whirring of wings sound. Can fly, you know, across fields and hills, but really most of their life is spent on the ground. And they need the type of cover where in one area they can get in away from predators and find some thick stuff to hide in if they need to. But on the other hand, they need open areas with different kind of wildflowers and greens on the ground to attract insects so that when they hatch out a bunch of chicks, the insects, the chicks can easily move around, and the brood can find food easily and grow quickly. I mean, they'll grow pretty quickly once they're running around, but they need food. They need that mixture of types of cover to roost in, to nest in, to feed in, and the workshop will discuss the biology that goes with that and how property owners can establish different types of habitat on their property, different types of grasses and shrubs that will help quail.
Bill, I understand this workshop is going to be in Caldwell County, but the Department of Conservation is working in cooperation with the Natural Resources Conservation Service and Soil and Water Conservation Districts in Carroll County and Ray Counties as well. Now, will there be any workshops in Carroll and Ray Counties in the future about this?
I cannot speak as to locations and times on workshops, but generally these types of things have moved around in different places. But I think this particular workshop is probably chosen. I'm not the organizer of it, but the fact that it's at a farm at the Riverview property south of Cowgill, I think they're going to be showing some examples on this farm where there's been some areas that are good for covey headquarters and good for brood rearing, some establishment of native warm season grasses. So this particular site is probably chosen because there's been some really good things done for quail. And in the future, they'll probably move it around. The NRCS staffs, they also work on, you know, soil conservation and water conservation, and they also, though, offer some cost-share programs for good conservation practices. So that's another thing that will be talked about at this field day, is if you're interested in this project, here's some ways to get some cost-sharing for establishment of these practices. And NRCS folks, Natural Resources Conservation Service folks, have some programs that fall that way. So we'll be trying to connect people with ideas, but also with funds to help them do these projects.
All right, Bill, I have a couple last questions here. I see that lunch is going to be provided at this workshop, and reservations are requested by May 14th, which is tomorrow. Now, since reservations are requested, are they required?
I don't think they're required, but we would like reservations because that enables us to know how many handout materials to bring and how many lunches to order. So if at all possible, please make the reservation with Nate Mecklin, our private land conservationist, by tomorrow. And a late call would be fine too, I guess. But if possible, make it with him. And he can be reached at 660-663-3703, extension 3.
Okay, and Bill, where can people go for more information about the Quail Habitat Workshop in general, or is there any numbers that they can call, any websites?
Well, I think just a good general place is to go to our MDC website, which is www.mdc.mo.gov, as in Missouri Department of Conservation, Missouri government, but MDC.mo.gov. Go to that website and you can type in bobwhite quail or quail habitat, and there'll be all kinds of pages will come up that you can click on, and almost every page leads you to other related information type things.
Okay, Bill, before I let you go, is there anything else that you'd like to add or say about the Missouri Department of Conservation, about the workshop?
Well, this workshop, Missouri Department of Conservation is always working to help connect people with nature, but also help people help the natural world on their own private lands. Private landowners are just critically key partners, and there's only so much public land that we can own and manage. The private landscape is just critical to wildlife habitat, and it doesn't take all of a farm. It can be just a piece of a farm with a little bit of cover, and some of these practices can really help bobwhite quail and all grassland animals. I mean, this workshop is specifically focused on bobwhite quail, but these types of things help all grassland birds and lots of different kinds of wildlife and butterflies. It's the natural world in general.